Hello and welcome to the Elemental Entrepreneurship Podcast. The elements are a metaphor, a simple organizational system to help us understand business and ourselves as business owners. And they are the components of nature, the roots of magic, and the building blocks of life. We all have some aspects of life and business where we thrive and others that are more challenging. By looking at these things elementally, we remove shame and judgment and can discern which elements would help us bring ourselves into balance. Earth, root chakra, Capricorn, Taurus, Virgo. Earth rules the parts of business that keep us safe and secure as we do our soul work. Sustainability, finances, contracts, systems, our core values, and clarity about exactly what our medicine is and how we fit into the ecosystem are governed by Earth element. Air, heart and third eye chakra, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. Air rules our big vision, our ultimate picture of success. It's where we connect our medicine to a mission and decide what kind of impact we want to create during our time on this planet. Water, sacral chakra, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. This is the realm of our emotions, and business is emotional. How we feel about people, ourselves, visibility, uncertainty, how we handle stress and disappointment, all of this and more affects how you navigate your business. Water element is where we learn to resource ourselves and expand our capacity to hold the big feelings that come with doing our work in the world. Fire, solar plexus chakra, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. Fire is where we take our gifts, our uniqueness, and our creations, and we blaze them out into the world. All things selling, marketing, and the day-to-day actions of running our business are ruled by fire. Too much fire and we burn out. Not enough, and our business never makes it off the ground. And spirit, crown chakra. Every good gardener knows the day you plant the seed is not the day you eat the fruit. Spirit rules the faith required to keep tending your business long before you've seen a single sprout of evidence that it's growing. No matter what you believe in, spirit element is what you travel through after you leap and before you land. Life thrives when all of the elements are in balance. So do you, and so will your business. To find out your dominant element, take our quiz at intuitiveedgecoaching.com/quiz. Now let's get into today's episode. Welcome to the Elemental Entrepreneurship Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah. If it's your first time here, welcome. What an auspicious day for us to meet. If you're returning, welcome back. It always means so much to me that you listen to this podcast again and again. Whether you're here for the first time or returning, I would love it if you would take a moment to give this podcast a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, subscribe to it, share it with your friends. It really helps me and helps the show grow. So now that the business is out of the way, I said this was an auspicious day for us, and as I am recording this, it is the solar eclipse. We are in the midst of a solar eclipse, new moon in Aries. It is Monday, April 8th, and where I am, it is 11:45 a.m., so totality is happening all around us in this moment, and I've been wanting to record this episode for days. I wanted to record something about the eclipse and about eclipse season, what it feels like, what we're all experiencing. And I just haven't been able to get the words together, but the moment is now. And, you know, whether I have the words together or not, it's happening. So here we are. So I know a lot of people who are feeling this eclipse season in major, major ways. And for some people, that is coming in the form of like big emotions, erratic sleep, crazy dream, tolerating, experiencing big emotions. I have been having erratic sleep and some crazy dreams, but I haven't been feeling these big, overwhelming emotions. And so I was thinking, oh, I'm kind of making it through this eclipse season unscathed, like looking up stuff about where it hits for my sign. And then I realized, that's not what's happening at all. It's just that my experience of this eclipse is coming more in the form of certainty and inner knowing.
Eclipses are omens of change. These big changes are happening. And in the same way that new moons are about setting intentions and creating what's new, a solar eclipse on a new moon is like this supercharged new moon, this time for creating a lot of new in your life, a lot of new energy. And as we all know, there can't be new without a leaving behind of what's old, of what's past, of what cannot come with us. And so I think for a lot of the people who are experiencing big emotions, it's because those endings feel painful, and they might potentially feel resistant to the endings or not wanting those endings or not being able to see how those endings are connected to the heralding of what is new and the new big things that you're asking for. And for me, I think I'm ready for these endings and wanting these endings and wanting change. And even if in some ways I haven't felt sure of what that change was going to look like or how it was going to be shaped, I knew that I wanted it. And so as this certainty has dropped in for me around things changing, that's felt good and it's felt right. Even if part of it is a little bit, you know, uncomfortable because it requires stepping into the unknown, it still feels like the right move. And so I am making big changes this eclipse season. And the emotions of it will hit me later. But so far for me, these changes feel very grounded and very certain. And I'm grateful for that. So these eclipse omens of change, right? These eclipses come to alert us to areas in our life that we've outgrown, but we're still holding on to it. And the eclipse asks us for course correction. If you look at where this eclipse is falling, 19 degrees of Aries in your chart, and if you're curious on where or how to do that, I like to use astro-seek.com. You can pull your birth chart and find where 19 degrees of Aries is in your birth chart. What house is it in? What planets are in that house for you, if there are any? This usually will happen in areas where we've already moved on the inside, but we're still going through motions on the outside. And that's why I feel like I was so ready to settle into like, oh, I know what needs to change, because I think I've been having this feeling building up for a while that something needs to change and that I'm ready for change. But I was still doing the same things because I didn't know exactly what needed to change or how it needed to change. And I felt like I needed to have a clear picture of how things needed to change before I could let go. And what I realized during this eclipse season is, no, I can just start initiating the changes and surrender and trust that the new thing that's going to come will reveal itself, will emerge through the space I'm creating in letting go. I read someone say this eclipse is a wake-up call for your body to catch up to where your soul already is. And that's what I felt was happening. And maybe you're feeling the same way, that suddenly on the outside, you're becoming aware of a deep inner knowing, something you've been feeling building for a while that you just cannot ignore anymore. And it makes sense because sometimes we're hanging on to old patterns of behavior or relationships or things in our work out of safety or familiarity or fear. And sometimes it's even tolerance. And when I say tolerance, like to me, tolerance in some ways is almost a dirty word, right? Because tolerance to me brings up this picture of like, I'm allowing this thing to continue. I'm just tolerating it, but I don't love it. It doesn't light me up. I don't like it. Maybe it's even, you know, I think about, for example, here's a personal example. Right now, through the rainy season, my closet was leaking and I had to take all of my jackets and purses out of my closet. So every jacket and purse I own has been in my bedroom for months, and I do not like it. But the repairs haven't been completed yet. And so I am tolerating this pile of jackets on a chair in my bedroom. And every time I walk by them, I'm like, me, but right now this is where they have to be, and so there's not anything I can do about it, and so that's just where we're at. there are things in our life that can be like that, where we're just tolerating something. We're like, oh, well, I don't really love my job, but I don't really feel like I can change it right now. And so I'm just tolerating being here every day, even though it doesn't light me up. And we can get into complacency in the things that we're tolerating that are not really good enough for us. They're not really, and when I say good enough for us, like sometimes we really are in relationships, friendships, situations where we're like, this isn't good enough for me. This isn't my highest excitement. This isn't what delights me. This isn't what lights me up. This isn't where I feel I'm supposed to be in my soul. And I'm just allowing it because I can't figure out what else to do or what to do next. And I feel like I can't make these changes until I'm sure of what's going to come afterwards. And I think we can trap ourselves in that need to intellectually know what's coming next. And eclipses come to break us out and usher us into the unknown. I read a quote from astrologer Rebecca Gordon, and she said, "The sun is like a radio station that broadcasts light and encoded information to Earth. When the moon crosses the sun during an eclipse, the radio station shuts down. By the end of the eclipse, the old station can no longer be found. It's like your life changes a station and you must welcome the new music despite it being unknown." Whew. Such a powerful image, right? So imagining you've been bopping along listening to this radio station. You're like, I don't even really like this station, but it comes in clear. So, you know, it's just what we're listening to. It's funny as I'm saying this, I live in LA, but I'm from the Bay Area. And so whenever I drive back to the Bay Area, I go through a stretch of highway where you can't get any radio reception. And then you'll lock onto something and it'll be like a religious station or, you know, something all in Spanish or something. And, you know, I'll be listening to it and I'll be like, well, this is just the only thing that's coming in right now. So this is what we're listening to. Some like conservative talk radio. And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess this is what we're listening to. It's not really what I like, but it's the only thing that I'm getting reception on right now. And then you'll go through another period with no reception. And then when you come out of that and you get to the next town or the next city, you'll pick up a completely different station. That's what an eclipse is like. The thing you've been listening to that you've just been tolerating, that's just been good enough, at the end of the eclipse, it's like you can't even tune into it anymore. You just can't find it. It just won't work for you anymore. You cannot make yourself tap back into that old energy. And so even if you don't know what the new station is that you're going to be listening to, what new song you're going to find, you're going to have to go find one because the old thing is just not available anymore. You must welcome the new music despite it being unknown. I think a lot about surrender, and I try to feel a lot into surrender. And I think surrender is talked about a lot, but it is one of the most challenging spiritual concepts because it's really freaking hard for our little lizard brains to accept not being in control. And something that I really sit with, you know, like as a yoga, as a vinyasa, is that we're never in control of anything, and that any illusions that we have of control are really only so that we can like go about our daily lives and like live. Because if we've really fully accepted how little control we have of anything, we might cease to function. but we don't. We don't have control of anything. Well, you know. That's arguable. We have some control of some internal things, but there's very little outside of us that we have control over, right? You can do everything right. You can dot every I and cross every T. You can be the very best person that you can possibly be and never break any rules and always pay your taxes on time and still walk outside and get hit by a bus, right? Like there is so little that we really have control over when it comes to things outside of ourselves. And so Our mind doesn't really like that. We like to try to exert control over as much as we possibly can. And I read once that the definition of happiness, as close as we can define it, is that happiness occurs when our expectations are matched by what occurs, right? So when reality meets our expectations, so I expect to get a promotion, I do, and I'm happy. I expect to get a promotion, I don't, and I'm unhappy. I expect that my relationship will move to marriage, and if it does, I'm happy. And if we break up, I'm not happy. My happiness is predicated upon reality matching what I expect. That's really what we want as humans. We want to feel some semblance of control. We do magic if you're a magical practitioner, or you pray because you want to feel some semblance of control. And sitting with and accepting that life is wild can be very challenging. And I think what I take comfort in is knowing that life is wild, but it's also wise. A tree doesn't refuse to grow because it doesn't see a blueprint and a schematic first of what it's going to look like when it's grown up. It just grows. Your rose garden, the flowers outside, they don't refuse to grow until you tell them exactly how tall you expect them to get and how many roses you expect to have on each bush. They just grow. They trust themselves. They trust life. They trust that there's going to be enough sun and enough water and enough wind to create the conditions that will allow it to be the healthiest expression of plant that it can possibly be. That's surrender. I don't need to know where it's going to know that it's going to be okay. I don't have to control every bit of this. I don't need to believe that I alone am determining the outcomes of what my full expression is going to look like. There are other cooperative components involved in shaping me. And I'm getting emotional as I'm saying this because I need to be reminded of this all the time. And maybe you do too. I'm not the only person in charge of my full expression, of my success, of what's going to happen in my life. There are other cooperative components involved in shaping me, involved in my growth. And when I get so caught up in my mind and my logic, y'all, I'm a Libra stellium. I have a Libra moon. That's an air sign. I want to intellectually understand everything. And I'm a smarty pants. And sometimes, you know, smart people are their own worst enemy. I can get into thinking that I have to intellectually understand everything and have a plan for everything and have a logical explanation for everything before I can make moves. Because otherwise I feel unsafe. My mind goes into anxiety and stories of lack and disaster and worst case scenarios and worst possible outcomes. And surrender drops me back into my body, the mammal of me, the part of me that is ancient and connected to the wild wisdom of life. And knows, doesn't just think, doesn't just believe, but knows, like I know, like I know, like I know, that I am not the only force determining my success. That there's more outside of me that is helping me. I am one component, and life works best when I am one cooperative component. And sometimes cooperating means allowing yourself to be moved into the unknown. And to say, I don't know where this is going to take me, but I feel everything around me. I feel the tide moving me in this direction. I can try to swim upstream. I can try to fight it. Or I can let go and I can float. I can be moved with this current and trust that I will wash up somewhere perfect, somewhere beautiful, somewhere even better than I could have imagined from where I was. And so if this is valuable for you in this moment, if you are feeling moved by this eclipse, and if you're feeling fear or resistance or sadness or overwhelm at feeling like everything around me is changing and I don't know what it's changing to, I encourage you to allow yourself to be moved. And to trust that it is for your benefit that it is for your highest good, that it is for your greatest unfolding. It wouldn't be happening if it wasn't. And even if we can't see it yet, it must be true, because it always is. So with that being said, I have a couple of announcements. This eclipse is coinciding with another major milestone for me, which is that we are coming up upon the 3-year anniversary of the Elemental Entrepreneurship Coven, which, if you've been around, you know, is my business coaching membership for heart-centered creative entrepreneurs. 3 years ago at this time, I was deep in the work of creating this container. And I love the coven. I've been saying for years now that I think it's one of the coolest places on the internet, and I still think that's true. The coven is a place for talented, impact-driven, creative, and heart-centered entrepreneurs to learn everything they need to know to start and build a profitable business around their gifts, skills, and talents, and to get ongoing access to business coaching at a price that is affordable and sustainable for people who are just starting out in business. And I created it because part of my mission is to make high quality business education and coaching accessible to the people who I feel need it the most. And the Coven does that, and I love it. And my knowing that's been building for a while is that it's time for me to focus on something else. And this knowing has been growing in me, but it scared me because I didn't know what it meant, and I didn't know how to act on it. And I couldn't figure out exactly what that knowing really was. And I've been focusing on the coven primarily for 3 years. And so I just couldn't imagine what I would do differently. And I actually still don't. But a couple days ago, the knowing got louder, and then it dropped into my mind, my intellectual knowing. It's not that I want the coven to end. I just want to stop selling it. I don't want to market it. I don't want to promote it anymore, at least for a while. And so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop selling it. And so here's what that means for you. If you have ever been considering joining the coven and getting access to ongoing business coaching and education with me, but the timing hasn't been right, this is your last call. This is your last opportunity, as far as I know. On April 30th, at the end of this month, the coven doors are going to close, and it is possible that they will be closing for the last time, which means everyone who's in is in. And anyone who's not may not be able to get in the future. I say may not because who knows, right? I don't know what's going to happen. If I do open the doors again, I don't know when that will be. What I do know is if I open the doors again, the coven will probably be rebranded and things will change. If I do open the doors again, it will probably become a situation where I only open the doors once a year, or maybe less than that. But genuinely right now, I do not know if that will happen. So what that means is if you want to get in, this might be your last chance ever to get in. So if you are a new member, this would be the time to do it. I would encourage you to go to intuitiveedgecoaching.com/coven and hop on in now while you still can. There's a lot of exciting information for you on that landing page, so go check it out. Look at all of the different ways that you can join. You will be able to have access to all of the education inside the coven. I also teach new workshops in there all the time. So every new workshop that I create, for the most part, is included for coven members. We're going to do a funnel building course soon. Members request courses, and I teach them in there. So rather than paying for things a la carte, you can just join. Launch Alchemy is in there. One-to-many, which is how to build a curriculum for turning your one-on-one work into a course, is in there. So basically everything you need to know about how to build a business is inside. And then ongoing bi-weekly coaching with me. We have monthly workshops with guest experts. This month, on the 16th, we have a guest expert who's coming in, Linda Ugolo, who is an expert in public speaking and getting comfortable speaking on stages and on camera. So if you're someone who struggles with fear of visibility, but you want to start a YouTube channel or speak more on your Instagram and feel comfortable on video, we have an expert coming in to teach that. And if you just bought that workshop from her on its own, you'd pay over $500, but it's inside the coven. You get access to that for free. So it really is, I added it up and it's more than $25,000 worth of value inside this program that you pay a couple grand for. So I don't know what I'm going to be selling next. And I'm trusting that there is going to be new music and that it's going to be beautiful, even though it will be unknown. And I am honoring my inner knowing and allowing myself to be moved. I'm letting go before I know what's going to come next. And that feels scary, but it also feels right. And to coincide that with the second announcement, if you are a more established business owner, you've been in business for a while, you already are at a point where you don't need a lot of business education, but you struggle with leading from your intuition, trusting yourself to make moves. And in some ways, you maybe even feel trapped by the business you've built because it's working, but it no longer lights you up. Then I am creating have created a new offering for you called Powerhouse. And Powerhouse is about moving exactly the way I am modeling for you right now, from your inner knowing, from your inner power, tapping into your own self-trust as the ultimate authority and oracle and guide and leader on what you should be doing to build a business that feels the most you and that aligns with your highest excitement. And this is a beta round of the Powerhouse Mastermind. It's going to be starting in June. I am taking very, very few members and you have to apply. But if this conversation that I've been having today is sparking something in you and you are a more established business owner and you're thinking, I want to feel safe to move like that, I want to have that level of self-trust, I invite you to join me in Powerhouse because we are going to spend a year together practicing moving from our intuition as leaders and seeing where that floats us. And that also feels scary and new and right for me to share with people. So I will leave the link for that in the show notes as well. Those are the big changes that the eclipse has brought for me. If there are big changes the eclipse is bringing for you and you want to share them with me, I would love to hear about them. You can shoot me an email at intuitiveedgecoaching@gmail.com. And you can also find me on Facebook, Sarah Byer, C-E-R-A-B-Y-E-R is my personal Facebook. I have a business one, but you can just write to me personally. I'd love to hear from you. Okay. I feel like that's the message. I feel like that's what I have to say today. I'm going to publish this right now. Happy eclipse. Happy surrender. Happy portals of change. Okay, love you. Bye.
That's our episode for today. Thank you, as always, for being here and for listening to the podcast. I know there are so many things that you could be doing with your time, so many things you could be listening to. It is an honor that you choose to be here. Connect with me on Instagram @intuitiveedgecoaching. Have a great day.